WHUD 844, Mike and Casey, if you build it again, they'll come back.
Yeah, they'll come back a year later. Of course, they were going to have the Field of Dreams game last year, couldn't do it. So tonight, it's going to happen, starting at 6 o'clock, the coverage on Fox. Yankees and White Sox wearing the old-fashioned uniform numbers. And
it's so great.
It really is. And hopefully they'll have the players, that when they introduce them, they'll come out through the corn. They actually put corn in there. And it's just, you know, if you're a fan of that movie, which obviously I am, and a lot of people, it's really going to be magical tonight. Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, of course, the star. He's going to be part of the presentation tonight. And, of course, he told us back in 2016 that he loves making movies, especially Field of Dreams.
I realize that it's not brain surgery. I realize that it's not the most important thing. But when I work at it, the one thing I actually understand is that if you catch lightning in a bottle, you can create a movie with that has moments and images that people that see it never forget the rest of their life.
And my favorite, and I went to see it knowing it was a baseball-themed movie, but was Field of Dreams. I didn't know what the storyline was, and I got to the end of the movie, and my dad had died when I was six in a car accident. And when you turn to your father in the movie and say, "Dad, do you want to have a catch?" Like you say, it's a moment that I'll never forget.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great story. I'm glad you told me that. That story, not to the exclusion of women, but, you know, it has broken men in half, and that way, but in a way that kind of, you know, I mean, it is, you know, so much of life is about things that go unsaid between fathers and sons. And I like to think of that movie kind of as our generation's It's a Wonderful Life.
There you go. So that's what he thinks of Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, really, really special. Got a chance to meet him over at Ridgefield Playhouse when he performed there with his band. So we'll see what he says tonight about the Field of Dreams.